This is Scott Becker with the Becker Cannabis Podcast. Thrilled to be joined today by Abraham Villegas. Abraham is the leader of the Cannabis Connection, the cannabis community, brilliant consultant, thinker, and so forth, and has a company in the cannabis world. Abraham, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Scott. I operate the Cannabis Community, which is a media and technology company that develops community multimedia educational content and works to provide people with the information, resources, and developments that they're looking for around cannabis via our web platforms, our newsletters, and online communities. And we've been doing this for about 5 years in Illinois, and now we also operate out of Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York.
Well, congratulations on what you've grown, Abraham. Tell us, for the world that's listening to, what are two or three of the big trends in the cannabis sort of world that you expect to see this year in the cannabis business or the cannabis use? What are some of the big trends you're seeing?
Certainly. One of the two biggest trends that we're seeing in the community as of last year and this year is they're growing their interest in cultivation as well as culinary. From patients to consumers, we see that they're trying to stretch their dollar with cannabis, given some of the high costs in the market. And many are starting to evolve beyond consuming cannabis in smokable forms. And now they're exploring different edibles other than cookies or brownies or gummies that have been traditionally marketed to as cannabis products. And then on cultivation, people are certainly starting to find the therapeutic benefits of growing their own cannabis and additionally being able to save on costs in not having to purchase those products in dispensaries.
Is the long term, what's the mix in the long term between edibles and smokable products? What's the long-term transition there? What do you see?
So one of the biggest concerns in cannabis, specifically as a CPG good, is its lack of consistency. And for that reason, it has been difficult to be able to get that mass market attention that we are looking for, simply because there are no official recommended guidelines in terms of what is an appropriate amount per person, since everybody tends to react differently to the plant and its properties. But as we start to get into a more mature and evolved market, we're getting to the point where products are better suited to be customized to the experience that consumers might be looking for, whether that is pain relief, appetite, or simple relaxation and creativity and inspiration. But the market is evolving to now start catering to those additional interests.
And what do you find? Are most people looking just to relax? What are the different things that people are looking to with cannabis? What are the most prevalent things that people are looking for?
The number one thing that we see people are looking for with cannabis and in terms of using it and obtaining benefits from it is to find relief and feel normal again.
Got it. And then on the business side, what do you see the evolution on the business side right now? We see all these dispensaries popping up. They seem to be quite busy. In the long run, do the dispensaries take away a lot of business from what was traditionally called the black market? Or does the black market, the sort of illegal market, stay very busy? What's the sense of that?
I think that the numbers we are seeing over on the legal market in terms of like the news headlines that we see every month where states are breaking financial records and revenues, I do believe that it is taking a dent from the free market. I think it really shows us a glimpse of just the small percentage that we're actually scratching from money that currently isn't being flowed through, you know, legal enterprises. And so for the future, I think as we start to legalize across other states, I think that there's definitely a possibility for us to continue driving some of that revenue away from free markets. But at the same time, now we have to start taking into consideration that those same entities are likely to also want to cross over into the legal side and make their investments so that one way or another they're still able to tap in. But it is an interesting conversation because I don't think that any form of legalization will ever take away the free market, simply because with legalization comes regulation, and the regulation tends to increase costs. There's a factor in the cannabis industry known as 280E. It's a major tax issue for many that, in short, for those who don't know much about it, this provision of tax code essentially eats away a majority of dispensary and cultivation profits, and it doesn't allow for a lot of write-off and benefits that normal businesses that aren't in the cannabis industry would benefit from.
Abraham, thank you. What a great learning experience for myself and for our audience. We appreciate you so much joining us and can't wait to get a chance to visit with you again. Abraham, how can people find more about the cannabis community and what you're doing?
They can visit us on thecannabiscommunity.org, and from there, they can join our online communities. They can learn from the content we are producing and publishing, and they can join our newsletter to get those updates conveniently in their inbox.
Thank you very much.